Peter, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. So Albert Einstein, just to start on a small note, Albert Einstein posed the theory of general relativity 100 years ago. Can you tell us what this was about?
Yeah, sure. So Einstein realized that space and time, instead of just being entirely different things, are actually two different aspects of the same thing. So all around us, we're not surrounded just by space. We're actually surrounded by a thing called space-time. And one of the consequences of this is that you can slow down your movement through time by speeding up your movement through space. And that means that by traveling very quickly, time actually slows down for you, while it still goes on at the same speed for everyone else. And that means that you can actually travel forward into your future.
Wow. No small feat indeed. And so what is the grandfather paradox?
Yeah, okay. So Einstein's relativity allows you to travel into the future, but it's not so clear how it might allow you to travel into the past. So some scientists believe that travel into the past will always be impossible because, as we know, it would allow you to do sort of weird things in the past that might be contradictory to stuff that's happened in the future. So one of these is called the grandfather paradox, and that basically states what would happen if you went back in time and killed your grandfather, say, before your father was even born. So if you successfully did that, then obviously you could never be born. But if you were never born, how did you go back in time to kill your grandfather?
Oh, geez.
So that's what we mean by a paradox. It seems impossible.
Yeah, right. And so in the movie, the Avengers plan to avoid changing the present by returning to Infinity Stones to the same moment. In the real world, would such a plan work?
So as far as I know, the answer is no, unfortunately. While physics says that the universe can split, this is the idea of the many worlds hypothesis. So the past is actually a different world. And when you make changes to it, it splits off into a different universe. So physics tells us that's possible. That's actually consistent with current physics. But the idea of merging universes back in together once they've been split, That's not so consistent. So that doesn't seem so possible.
Right. And so just to wrap up, how accurate do you think the movie's representation of time travel is then?
So I think at a basic level, it touches on a lot of concepts that are quite hot topics in physics right now. Mm. But if you dig into the details, obviously it's mostly just about the movie magic.
For sure. Lots of movie magic indeed. Well, Peter, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure
no
talking
problem.
To you.
Thank you very much.